The 2019 U.S. Open Tennis Championship started in Flushing, New York this week. And even though all eyes may be on the elite athletes competing, it is hard to miss the anonymous people darting back and forth on the court. Reporter Jeff London decided to find out more about the U.S. Open's ball persons.
How do you get to be a ball person? First, you've got to try out. In early June, the hopefuls, most of whom play tennis themselves, are put through their paces.
And run as fast as you can. Pretend a dog is chasing you and they're going to bite you. Uh-oh, they bit you. Too bad.
Athleticism isn't the only criteria for selection. Tina Tapps has been manager of U.S. Open ball persons for 30 years.
The first thing we're looking for is someone with good focus. They have to be calm. They have to think about what's going on. They have to take a full picture in their brain of every single part of the court, back corners, the net, the officials, the chair official.
Each match has six ball persons, a pair at either end of the court and a pair at the net. They have to run after balls out of play, quickly and accurately roll them to the backcourt, and give players towels and balls to serve, all as unobtrusively as possible.
All right, now points over, right? The net.
14-year-old Mawera Kamimura got selected for callbacks, held a few weeks later. She's on her JV tennis team in Ridgefield, Connecticut. On court, Mawera has a look of quiet concentration, standing still, then scurrying after the ball.
Speed is, like, really important, and, like, if you can't run fast, you won't be able to, like, be at net.
Mawera makes the squad and attends three training sessions, which cover all potential game situations, with supervisor Tian Noble.
Our communication is all silent and movements. Okay, so you guys need to be switched on and need to be making sure at the end of every point you're knowing where all those six balls are. You need to try and be that one step ahead.
The job is such a great gig that some people come back year after year, like Nicholas Zikos. The 27-year-old is now a financial advisor. He started at the Open when he was 14, the minimum age, and he's been on center court for several men's finals.
We have the best seat, best standing position in the house. And yeah, there are moments where you're like, whoa, yeah, I'm still have a job to do. But it just becomes natural after a certain point. It's great.
The U.S. Open is the only Grand Slam tournament without an upper age limit for its ball persons.
I'm Tony Downer. I'm from Stamford, Connecticut. I'm 61 years old.
Downer is a retired venture capital equity investor, and of the 300 ball persons, he's the oldest. A huge tennis fan, Downer's more than happy to work for minimum wage just to be a few feet away from the finest players in the world.
This is a big money losing event between the tolls, my wife's tickets, the souvenirs, etc. I'm not doing it for the money.
The vets and rookies all start a week before the tournament, joining together to work the qualifying rounds.
15, 13.
14-year-old Mawera Kamimura felt good about her first match.
It was nerve-wracking at first, but I think I kind of got used to it once we went into a few rounds, and they're great players, and just to be there and watch them and like be able to serve them was pretty cool, I think.
Reigning women's champion Naomi Osaka says she appreciates the support.
I see them sprinting back and forth and I'm just like, wow, like I kind of want to offer them water sometimes and a towel. And I know that they're here for the love of tennis, so I'm grateful for them.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London at the U.S. Open.